Good day. Welcome to I Am Calgary with Derek Delmar. I'm sitting here today with Christiane Olson from the Alberta Wilderness Association, and I have the privilege of interviewing her and getting to know her as an individual as well as the organization that she represents. So thank you very much, Christiane, for having me today.
Great. Thank you, Derek. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. We're sitting in this library in this heritage building close to downtown Calgary. I wonder if you wouldn't mind telling me a little bit about the building and how you landed up occupying this space.
All right. This building that we're in today is known as the Hillhurst Cottage School. It was built in 1910 as a temporary school for families in the neighborhood, and it actually was school for children well into the late 50s and 60s. The building is in tremendously good condition, and the Alberta Wilderness Association was fortunate to be able to lease the building from the City of Calgary from the early 1970s. And 3 years ago, the city decided that this building would be an appropriate one to take out of their inventory, and they did sell the building to Alberta Wilderness Association at fair market value. We were thrilled to be able to fundraise enough to be able to buy the building outright, and we are really proud of the fact that for those 30 years that we were tenants, we took very good care of the very basic elements that makes this building worthy of being registered federally, provincially, and municipally as a historic resource. What that means is that the character-defining elements of the building are maintained, and anything that we do here for the building is in the name of restoration, not renovating or changing, but keeping the character and keeping in our mind the really important thing, the character of the building. So it's about education and awareness and the opportunity for a place for meetings, whether it's with our colleagues. Sometimes colleagues come from across Canada and need a place to meet. They use our resources. We're happy to share them with other groups that need places for meetings. We provide a regular program of talks that are about things related to wilderness and wildlife, and we conduct our work here day to day. And so in this building, where we are right now, is a fabulous library. It represents 50 some years of what has happened in Alberta in regards to wilderness, wildlife, and the water that is so important to us. It's a collection of resources that, in addition to being sometimes quite technical, are an expression of what people were thinking at the time when decisions were being made. So it reflects the public, the government, organizations, industry of all kinds, and helps us get insight into perhaps why decisions were made or what people felt was really important at a specific time and place. In our years past, today we mostly work towards a digital library, but this paper traditional library is really important resource for us as staff, for the association, our members, reporters, researchers, writers have all from time to time used this library that we have named in memory of a very important fellow, Roger Creasy. It's the Roger Creasy Memorial Library. Roger was one of those people that was a true wilderness defender and worked in industry, the oil and gas industry. He worked for a number of the regulators as well as the oil and gas industry, and worked really hard to help us learn how to work together. The main floor of the building looks very much like a one-room classroom would have in the original days. We hold talks and events there, and the one wall is called our Wilderness Defenders Wall, and each fall in November, we recognize someone who through the years has been a tried and true defender. These are folks that aren't necessarily going to be recognized anywhere else. Sometimes the things they've done have been really outspoken, and the work that they've done to defend has taken them along paths they never thought they would. And we like to take a few moments, probably a little more than a few moments, to really support and recognize the good work that they've done. So we started that project in 2000, and you will notice when you come into the building those plaques on the wall with a little bit of a story underneath the plaques that tells why we thought that person was someone to be remembered and put up on the wall in recognition. The defining character that makes it historic rich is that the original wood and trim on the main floor has all been kept in its original condition. The floors are beautiful hardwood maple that have been restored, but the original creaks were not part of what we could have repaired. So the floor creaks quite a bit when you walk on it, and depending on who the person is that's giving a presentation, we might have to put a rug under them to keep the squeaks down and people can hear what they've got to say. It's part of the character of the building, and I think anyone who walks in feels it almost immediately. That this is a welcoming place. I often refer to it as a place of hope. We come to learn and to make good choices so that those who come after us will recognize the work that was done to try and be sure we have a healthy place to live in Alberta. The upper floor, as you said, is our offices, and as you get to the second floor, you need to walk up a fairly wide staircase, one that has steps that are pretty close together because they were built smaller for children. And all of the steps except one are the original 1910 wood. They're well worn on the two sides of the stairs, the banister side and the other side, as I think they used to make the boys line up on one side and the girls line up on the other side until the teacher let them come into the classroom. So it's another really important defining feature of a historic cottage school. And the offices upstairs are all built with temporary walls, but that allows us to have a bit of workspace within that open room, and the floors have been restored. It's a very pleasant building. Lovely big windows that are, I would say, almost entirely the original glass. So they are, some of them double hung windows, but we hang Venetian blinds on them. That adds an amazing insulation factor. And with high efficient furnaces, the building is actually pretty efficient as well. And we continually look for ways to be more responsible. All the lighting has been converted to LED lighting. And at the end of the month, we're going to be installing solar panels on the roof as a donation from a very generous company so that we can contribute to that trend toward using more renewable sources and being responsible in our use as well.
I'd like to encourage any interested listeners who might want to visit the location to make contact with you ahead of time and actually come and see it. And I'm sure you'd be willing to show them around and also show them the resources and a little bit more of what you do here.
Absolutely. We'd be thrilled.
Excellent.